Support for the Great Quad Cities Listen on WVIK comes from the Joyce and Tony Singh Family Foundation.
Hello, Quad Cities. This is Katie Irwin Kiley.
Oh, and I'm Rosemary Irwin.
And I'm Mary Ellen Evans.
Katie Irwin Kiley invited her mother, Rosemary Irwin, to the studios of WVIK to ask her about her earliest memories of living in the Quad Cities. She was joined by Rosemary's friend, Mary Ellen Evans. Katie began the interview by asking her mom why she and her husband, Ken, moved to the Quad Cities. It was 1961. Ken was in insurance, and the Canadian company he worked for was expanding to the U.S., to three cities in particular, Rockford, Kansas City, and Davenport. Ken had to decide which of the three his family would call home.
Why did my father, your husband, Ken Irwin, why did he choose Davenport of those three, Rockford, Kansas City, and Davenport? What made him decide?
Something very personal in a way.
Mm-hmm.
We were here just looking at the place.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in old clothes for some reason or other. And he went into the bank and he wondered if they would treat him poorly.
Yeah, right, you because know, in those days you dressed up to go shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so he was treated very graciously. So he decided that's where he wanted to go.
Because he was pleasantly surprised mm-hmm. that they were so gracious to him.
Yeah, to somebody in old clothes and still cares to check or whatever
right,
he did.
Right, mm-hmm. Okay. So now we have the saga of he rented a house, right?
Yeah, we rented.
You rented that.
And it was on Fulton Avenue mm-hmm. in Davenport.
Right.
And I was expecting number six child.
Right. How were you like 6 months pregnant, something like that?
I think
it was in
7.5 months pregnant.
Okay.
Then.
So you, let me see if I've got this straight. You have five children already between you. You're mm-hmm. pregnant, 7.5 months pregnant with a sixth.
Mm-hmm.
You know no one in the Quad Cities.
That's right.
You move to Fulton. You move to Fulton where you're renting a home.
Mm-hmm. Fulton Avenue.
So you were kind of adrift.
Yes.
What happened?
I don't know how this lady across the street, whether she came over with a pie or a bread, loaf of bread or welking money.
Yeah, right.
But she came over and her name was Mary Ellen Evans.
Uh-huh.
And we chipper-chappered and found out we both had kids that would be going to the same school mm-hmm. later on. And that was in 1961,
mm-hmm.
and so we were just across the street, and that's all. All of a sudden, the baby was due, like 2 months later.
Mm-hmm.
So, when I think of this, we had a house full, and Mary Ellen across the street had a house full of kiddies. So there was kind of a bargain at the moment when I was expected to go to the hospital and deliver, that Mary Ellen would come over to our house and watch this family
mm-hmm.
while my husband took me to the hospital. Then he had to hurry home because Mary Ellen's husband had to go to work, so she had to go back with her family. Sounds like a confusing thing, but it worked out.
I didn't realize that. Now, Mary Ellen, can we hear your version? I hope it's about the same.
Mm-hmm,
right?
Uh-huh.
And I know when we were still living on Fulton,
uh-huh.
Sally, your oldest daughter,
yes.
We were good friends and
yes.
we went to school together.
Right.
And I came from Springfield, and our education was not as advanced as the Iowa education. So I came here, and Sally was the one. There was a really fun little playroom in the basement of that house.
Yes,
with
yes.
a blackboard.
Uh-huh.
And I remember Sally just showing me long division.
Isn't that interesting?
Right, right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So I was able to catch up thanks to
yes.
Sally.
Yes, uh-huh.
Right.
Well, a lot of those things, you know, I probably missed or forgotten or
yeah,
something.
See, I didn't know that. So.
Uh-huh.
Well, and I think because my mom was pregnant with my brother John.
Right.
She, I know, leaned on you a great deal
yes.
for advice.
Well,
Mom, what were your first impressions, Dad's, of Davenport when you first moved here?
It wasn't real pleasant.
Oh.
It wasn't. Well, not real pleasant, but I just mean it wasn't like, oh, cozy, I'm home, you
mm-hmm.
know, like that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, when you have a family, like, what, six kids by then?
Right.
You know, you're busy.
Right. And you're worried one of us will misbehave in a restaurant or something like that.
That'll be the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you had, so there were some, I mean, I know that many people I've talked to that when they first come to the Quad Cities, they feel it's a little clannish, maybe. But then when they get to know it better.
And I think that would be any place that you go.
It's absolutely
any
place.
You feel like they belong to that group, and I think that's
right.
Any place you go.
Right. And I think what you found on Fulton Avenue was that they took you in right away.
Oh, yes.
Of course, mm-hmm. Mary Ellen and Bob were just
When we first came here and we're looking for, before we actually moved, but mm-hmm. we're looking for a house, we were with a realtor. And drove around different places and newer places in Bettendorf and so forth. And then we came down Fulton Avenue, and I said, this is where I want to be.
Really? Uh-huh. You just had a feeling for it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Did the hills have anything to do with it?
Well, it was just that it seemed, more like home or something. Mm-hmm. And we met most of our friends right there in the neighborhood.
Yes, sir, you did.
In the Heights.
We still have.
Your feeling was right.
Some of them.
Right.
Not mm-hmm. too many.
Well, and there's something about that neighborhood, and I'm talking about the Heights in general, that's just very welcoming, interesting mm-hmm. people, yes. warm mm-hmm. people.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of tradition to it.
Right, yeah. Right. So mm-hmm. how, Mom, you have moved away. You and Dad moved away. Bob and Mary Ellen stayed. Mm-hmm.
We built the home on Forest Road.
That's right. That's right.
But Ken felt like building a home, so we had mm-hmm. built a home on Forest Road. Mm-hmm. But we didn't move away. I mean,
no,
we still.
Our hearts were still.
Oh yeah, because you guys would be on the phone, mm-hmm. and then I know you had parties together.
Oh yes,
yes.
I remember
the
great parties.
I'm sure you were both right.
Right, because as kids we would sit up. In fact, it was Forest Road. I remember this distinctly.
I do, too.
We would we would sit at the top of the stairs.
The landing.
Right, the landing mm-hmm. of the stairs, and listen in on the parties.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mary Ellen, do you want to share your specialty at these parties? You don't have to.
The Muffin Man?
Yes, yes, ma'am.
Oh, yes. Well, everybody wanted me to, after, having a little party, I would do the Muffin Man and put a glass on top of my head and sing the Muffin Man.
And she could do it.
Let's do it. But you're going to have to lead because
I don't remember. Is it just the Muffin Man?
The Muffin Man.
You know the Muffin Man, the Muffin Man, the Muffin Man.
Do you know the Muffin Man who lives on Drury Lane?
Yes, I know the Muffin Man, the Muffin Man, the Muffin Man.
Yes, I know the Muffin Man who lives on Drury Lane.
I didn't know that. That's funny. I didn't think you'd know the words.
Very good. Now we need our little scotch or something. We all got a kick out of that.
Dear.
But it was fun listening to you guys talk and giggle. And, we couldn't quite hear what you were saying. But
yeah, the kids were kind of there, weren't they, all the mm-hmm. time?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I don't know if you would be thinking of this, but we traveled with Ken
That's
and
right.
Rosemary a lot. And they were the best couple to go with. We enjoyed them so much. And
it worked out, didn't it?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And I know Bob was the cashier.
Oh, yes.
He had it arranged at each start of each morning. He would say, okay, throw in so many dollars. And then he just took care of the day. If somebody wanted to order steak dinner and somebody wanted a hamburger, it didn't make any difference. We just, that was the money to take care of the day.
Yeah, oh, that's great.
Uh-huh.
We went to Mexico one time. And of course, we went to San Antonio.
Yes.
Oh, and New York one time.
Yes.
Something made me think of that. Uh-huh. And we was, I don't know how or why, but we were just walking in New York downtown, mm-hmm. and we looked down, there was a sign that says Joan Rivers, if I remember correctly.
I know the story.
And we looked down to this basement, and it was like bigger than this, not too much bigger than this room, but a little bigger than this, and chairs like church chairs or something.
Yes.
And so we decided we'd go down and see this person, Joan Rivers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it was just entertainment. So we sitting all around, and it was Joan Rivers, all right. And she started off with the, sassy stuff that she could do.
Yes.
And then she got over to Mary Ellen, and she said, and are you married? Very sober-like. Are you married? Yes.
And Bob was with her, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah. We all four of us were there. And she said, oh, yes, Oh, and then, if I remember correctly, she said something about
how many
the
children?
Rings. Well, and she's talked about oh, how many, yeah. She looked at the rings, and she had some real good blow, like, oh, honey, I'm sorry, you know, something like that, you know. That's okay, you know,
yeah,
but she was
that
good there.
Like that.
Yes. Then the next thing she asked her, she said, have you children? Yes. Was, you know, yes. How many? And it was like five, and she went right to Bob and went, you brute.
You
know? I really thought that was
I think
that
you cleaned good. That up just a tiny bit, in fact. What has changed since when you first met? In the Quad Cities in general.
Oh.
Just the vibe, you know.
Well, it's become more cosmopolitan, I think.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah, probably.
And, but it's still, Bettendorf is, you know, has really grown a lot.
We're active.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In fact, they were all active, and coming from Springfield, Illinois, we weren't too active down there, you know. You know. So we noticed this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And the bridges, do you remember... I want to say D, but my father worked in Illinois but lived in Iowa, and he had to cross the 74
yes.
Bridge.
There was construction all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then your husband?
Right, John Kiley.
John Kiley was on that side of the river and had to cross it. My husband, Ken, was on this side of the river and had to cross it. And they were doing this for like 15 months, I think.
Right, and I remember that they stopped. There was I believe it was a 10-cent toll, which wasn't horrible, but it was annoying. And it was slow. It would slow traffic down. And they finally finished the toll, and just about the time John started commuting across the bridge. And,
yes,
and
yes.
Dee was a little miffed about that. It's like, you should suffer the way I suffered.
Equal suffering, you know.
Yeah. When you first moved here, Dee was riding around with somebody. I don't know if it was a realtor or somebody. And the man that he was riding with, I think who was just showing him the Quad Cities,
mm-hmm.
said, did you notice all the Cadillac dealerships? Do you remember that?
Yes, but I bet
and
you.
And he said, yeah, there are a lot of Cadillac dealerships. And the guy said, well, the Quad Cities is just set to boom. We are 3 hours from Chicago, 3 hours from Des Moines, the capital of Iowa, 5 hours from St. Louis. We're on a major highway, 80, and on the river, and there's a small airport here. You know, all of these, everything's ready to boom.
To boom.
Mm-hmm. And he said after World War II, the Cadillac Corporation was looking for promising areas, and Davenport, well, the Quad Cities was one of them, hence all these Cadillac dealerships, but it seems to me that it's taken quite a few years for it to really start to boom. And I think it is starting to boom.
So now, when you say it's booming, now it has boomed?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So they're finally able to sell those Cadillacs, although I think... yeah. So, final question. How has the living in the Quad Cities, or coming back to the Quad Cities to visit, how has that changed you, the two of you?
Like nothing.
No, we're still
still keep in touch.
That's right.
Thank goodness for birthdays. As not you, but as I get older, birthdays. You know, at least I'll hear from Mary Ellen, and she'll hear from me. And
right.
It's just something.
I know.
And I was telling one of the children that was this Mary Ellen was a friend, and we've known her since 1961. On that. And you still know each other? You know, it's like you still know.
Oh, you talk on the phone, you send newspaper clippings to each other, all kinds
right.
of good things.
That's right. So we
that's
do.
Right.
So.
Uh-huh.
But it was a nice friendship. And
I'm
with you. We had lots of traveling things that I can't remember.
I know we did. Well,
I do remember one. We went to New Orleans one
yes.
time.
Mm-hmm.
And New Orleans is awfully close to the water.
Yes.
And there was a big ship there. I mean, it was the sailors were on it and all that.
Uh-huh.
And we were out having a drink someplace, and a bunch of the sailors came into this place.
Right.
And you could probably tell it better than I
no
could.
Idea.
They came into this place like they invaded it. It was like, you know, what's going on? Next thing you know, we were talking with them, all that.
Yes.
And they invited us to come see the ship tomorrow morning.
Yes.
And I went,
yeah.
Inside a ship? A big one like that? I mean, a big one. And I said, I'll be there. And Ken said, no, you won't.
Katie Kiley, Rosemary Irwin, and Mary Ellen Evans for the Great Quad Cities Listen. To share your story as part of the Great Quad Cities Listen, sign up for a time and place to record at greatqclisten.org. This project was made possible thanks to support from the Joyce and Tony Singh Family Foundation.